Today is the 8th day of February. I was going to say January, but we've graduated from there. 8th day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's wonderful to be here with you today. Gathering again around the global campfire. Nice and toasty and cozy and warm here. And we're here to take the next step forward on our journey through the scriptures, which leads us back into the book of Exodus, where we are in this portion of the scripture now, where the children of Israel are in the wilderness, and how they're going to be organized, how things will govern, how they become knit together as a society and as a people, and the priorities. These things are being laid out for us. So let's continue the journey. Exodus chapter 28. Bring Aaron, your brother, near to you from among the people of Israel, and his sons with him, so that he may minister to me in the priest's office. Bring Aaron and Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. You shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother to give him honor and splendor. Speak to all the skilled craftsmen whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, so that they make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, so that he may minister to me in the priest's office. These are the garments which they shall make: a chest pouch, a special vest, a robe, a specially woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. They shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother and for his sons, so that he may minister to me in the priest's office. The craftsmen shall use the gold and the blue, purple and scarlet material, and the fine linen. They shall make the special vest of gold and of blue, purple and scarlet material, and of fine woven linen, the work of a skillful craftsman. It is to have two shoulder straps, one on each side, so that the vest can be fastened together. The decorated band which is attached to the vest is to be just like it, made of gold and of blue, purple, and scarlet material, and of fine woven linen. Take two onyx stones and engrave the names of the sons of Israel on them, six of their names on one stone, and the names of the other six on the other stone, in the order of their birth. Engrave the two stones with the names of the sons of Israel, in the same way that a gem cutter engraves a seal. Mount them in settings of gold. Put the two stones on the shoulder straps of the vest to be memorial stones for the people of Israel. Aaron shall bear their names on his two shoulders as a memorial before the Lord. Make settings of gold and two chains of pure gold. Make them like braided cords and attach the braided chains to the settings. You shall make a chest pouch to be used for making decisions, the work of a skillful craftsman. You shall make it with the same workmanship as the vest. Make it from gold and from blue, purple, and scarlet material, and from fine woven linen. It is to be square when it is folded, 9 inches by 9 inches. You shall arrange settings for precious stones on it, 4 rows of stones. The first row is to be carnelian, diamond, and jacinth. The second row, agate, sapphire, and emerald. The third row, beryl, jasper, and ruby. And the fourth row, topaz, onyx, and turquoise. They are to be mounted in gold settings. There are to be 12 stones corresponding to the names of the sons of Israel. Each one shall be like an engraved seal, each with the name of one of the 12 tribes. You shall make braided chains of pure gold as cords for the pouch. Make 2 gold rings for the pouch and attach the 2 rings to the top corners of the pouch. Put the 2 braided chains of gold into the 2 rings at the top corners of the pouch. Attach the other ends of the 2 braided chains to the 2 settings, and then attach them to the shoulder straps on the front of the vest. Make 2 rings of gold and put them on the 2 lower corners of the pouch. On its inside edge, which is toward the vest. Make 2 more gold rings and attach them to the 2 shoulder straps of the vest in the front, close to the bottom where it is joined to the band of the vest. Tie the rings on the pouch to the rings on the vest with a blue cord, so that the pouch is right next to the band of the vest, so that the pouch does not swing out from the vest. Whenever he goes into the holy place, Aaron shall wear the pouch for making decisions, which bears the names of the sons of Israel over his heart as a constant memorial before the Lord. You shall put the Urim and the Thummim into the pouch for making decisions, and they shall be over Aaron's heart whenever he goes before the Lord. Aaron shall bear the means of making decisions for the people of Israel on his heart before the Lord continually. You shall make the robe that is to be worn under the vest. It is to be all blue. It is to have an opening in the middle of the top of it for the head. It is to have a woven binding around the opening, like the opening of a collar, to prevent it from tearing. To be placed around its hem, you shall make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet material. Alternate them with gold bells. A gold bell, then a pomegranate. A gold bell, then a pomegranate. All around the hem of the robe. The robe shall be on Aaron when he ministers, and its sound will be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord, and when he comes out, so that he will not die. You shall make a medallion of pure gold and engrave on it, like the engravings on a seal, "Holy to the Lord." You shall attach it to a blue cord to fasten it to the turban. It is to be placed on the front of the turban. It shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron will bear any guilt in regard to the holy things, which the people of Israel consecrate as their holy gifts. The medallion shall always be on his forehead, so that the offerings may be accepted in the presence of the Lord. You shall weave the tunic of fine linen, and you shall make a turban of fine linen, and you shall make a sash, the work of an embroiderer. You shall make tunics for Aaron's sons, and you shall make sashes for them, and you shall make small pointed turbans for them, to give them honor and splendor. Put them on your brother Aaron and on his sons along with him. Anoint them and ordain them for their work and consecrate them, so that they may minister to me in the priest's office. Make linen pants for them to cover their naked flesh. The pants shall reach from the waist to the thighs. They are to be worn by Aaron and his sons wherever they go into the tent of meeting, or whenever they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, so that they do not incur guilt and die. This shall be a permanent regulation for him and for his descendants after him. Matthew 25:31-26:13. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was lacking clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or lacking clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" The king will answer them, "Amen, I tell you, just as you did it for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire which is prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you did not give me food to eat. I was thirsty and you did not give me anything to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Lacking clothes and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not take care of me. Then they will also answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or lacking clothes or sick or in prison and did not serve you? At that time he will answer them, Amen, I tell you, just as you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me. And they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days, it will be the Passover and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas. They plotted together how to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said, Not during the festival, or else there might be a riot among the people. When Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman approached him holding an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume. She poured it on his head as he was reclining at the table. But when his disciples saw this, they were upset and said, Why this waste? This perfume could have been sold for a lot of money and given to the poor. Jesus was aware of this and said to them, Why are you causing trouble for this woman? She has done a beautiful thing for me. You are always going to have the poor with you, but you are not always going to have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Amen, I tell you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told in memory of her. Psalm 31, 9-18. The Prayer for Delivery. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eye grows weak with sorrow, my soul and my body too. Yes, my life is consumed by grief, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my guilt, and my bones grow weak. Because of all my foes, I am a disgrace, especially to my neighbors. I am dreaded by those who know me. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I have been forgotten, like a dead man, gone from memory. I have become like a broken pot. Yes, I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. When they conspire together against me, they plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your mercy. Do not allow me to be put to shame, O Lord, because I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame. Let them be silent in the grave. Let lying lips be silenced. Those who speak against the righteous impudently with pride and contempt. Proverbs 8, 12 and 13. I, wisdom, dwell with good judgment. I discover knowledge and foresight. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate haughtiness, arrogance, an evil way, and a perverse mouth. Okay, so as we're continuing in the Gospel of Matthew, we spent several days in a discourse or a discussion that Jesus has been having on the end times. And so we've talked about the apocalyptic nature of that discourse. And we will talk about apocalyptic literature more as we continue in our journey. But Jesus is concluding this discussion today by coming to the final judgment. And he tells a very, very popular parable, but it's like we have to understand this is the context is the end, the final judgment. So Jesus talks about how everything will be gathered together, and there will be a separation, a distinction will take place. And in the scriptures, it's, or at least in Jesus' parable, it's the sheep will be separated from the goats. So this distinction is taking place, and the sheep will be at the right hand and the goats will be at the left hand. And this is a description of the final judgment. And so what is the difference between these two groups, the sheep and the goats? Because their righteous activity, like their piousness, their sinlessness, what's the difference here? The difference is in the way that they took care of other people. So Jesus says to the sheep on his right, like, come on, come, you're blessed by the Father. Inherit the kingdom that's been prepared for you from the beginning of the world. Like, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. You invited me when I was a stranger. You clothed me when I was naked. He cared for me when I was sick. He visited me when I was in prison. And these sheep are like, really? When do we do that? Like, we don't remember seeing you in any of these conditions, Lord. When do we ever do any of those things? And the master says, like, let me tell you the truth. When you did it for one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. Right? So how are they cared for each other, how they cared for those on the bottom, which is what this gospel is all about, for people on the bottom of life. But as it turns out, the opposite is true for the goats on the left. Jesus is like, you refused. You ignored the least of these. You ignored me when you did that. I don't know you. You weren't present to me when I needed you. And so they're sent away. This is Jesus teaching on like the final judgment, on the end times, and about God's kingdom. And so what we learn is that we have the ability to see, and we have the obligation to participate. And that is very much directly connected to whether or not we're even paying attention at all to anything but ourselves. Are we maintaining this posture of servanthood that says, hey, what I do doesn't need to be seen. What I do doesn't need to be curated. What I do doesn't need to be posted. What I do is a posture of serving my king because of the rescue of my life. And we find that the things that we do align with the relationship that we have. And the way that this is supposed to work is that this is a process of transformation or sanctification, so that each day as we surrender ourselves, we see more clearly how focused on ourselves we are. And as we continue on that journey, and it's a painful journey, that's dying to ourselves so that we become available, so that it's not like this life of protection anymore. It's this life of open-handedness. As we care for the least of these, as we care for our brothers and sisters within our reach, we are the hands and feet of Jesus. We are doing it for him, and according to him, to him. So let's think about that today. And Father, we invite you into that. Jesus, help us to understand, like, this is a picture of your kingdom and how it operates. And how the people on the bottom are care, like how this cares for everybody, because everybody's in this together. Help us to see this. We so often are very focused on what we're experiencing and ignoring everything else that's happening around us, including the least of these, which means we're ignoring you. Help us pay attention to that, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. And so check it out. Check out the different sections, like the community section. This is where to get connected. This is where the prayer wall lives. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there, including the brand new special edition Daily Audio Bible. We're calling them the Established Hat because it has the established year of 2006 on it. That's when we began the Daily Audio Bible. But there is a quarterly edition, and so we'll have them for a while supplies last, and you can find those in the shop. So check it out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you deeply. Thank you with all humility for keeping the global campfire going. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. As always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app from wherever you are in the world, but there are a number of numbers you can call, depending on where you are. In the Americas, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. If you are in the UK or Europe, 44-2036-088078 is the number to dial. And if you are in Australia or that part of the world, 613-882-0-5459 is the number to call. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey fam, it's Friend of God in Denver. I am calling in a praise report. My sister was just involved in a car accident, and her and the family friend that she was picking from the airport are both fine, apart from some bumps and bruises from the airbags going off. It was a miracle of God that they survived. I was the first family member on the scene, and when I got there, my heart dropped because the car was totaled, and on the median of I-70, which is a major throughway here in Denver, we just had a freak snowstorm today. Although that wasn't the cause of the accident, it was a hit and run, and from what I believe, the other driver was on some kind of drug. He tried to get away, but a good Samaritan not only got the license plate, but he got my sister and our family friend Maria out of the car because it was full of smoke and they couldn't get out. And then again, just the hand of God in everything. There was some snow flowers that just happened to be nearby, and they were able to block the median so they didn't get hit by another car. I just happened to have my last appointment canceled, so I was able to like get there as soon as possible. It was just the hand of God from beginning to end. My sister and Maria are safe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Hello, this message is for the farmer's wife. I am praying for you. Our DAB community is praying for you. Your identity is not your husband. Your identity is through Jesus. You are his daughter, his child. We have all sinned and felt like God was disappointed in us. But God loves you, and if you have asked him for forgiveness, you are forgiven. So please forgive yourself. He will walk with you through this storm. God will become whatever you need. Let's pray, family. God, I pray for your daughter. Please comfort her and be with her through this situation. I know you see her. And make this beauty for ashes. God, put your arms around her, comfort her, and let her know how much you love her and forgive her. If anyone else is going through marital issues or difficulties, Lord, also cover them and do the same for them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I will be praying for you, my sister, and all my DAB family. I love you all. Jill from Texas, signing off for now.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Nate Schroyer. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. And I just want to say thanks to Brian and this space of love, praise, and prayer. And today, I'm asking for prayers for my brother, Jordan, who recently relapsed. He's been addicted to meth and was doing good for a while, but the devil's come over him recently, and I just ask for release from that and for God, Lord, just wash away all his pain and suffering and cover him with your love and reassure him that it's okay to accept help and that he don't have to do this by himself. He has you and he has all of us around him, loving him, caring for him. I just wanted to see him grow the beautiful person he can be. We just want to see him be himself again. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Hey, Dab fam. This is Ruth from Chicago. First-time caller. One of my dear friends who does not know the Lord and does not believe in any God, actually, texted me today and said, hey, I know it's Sunday. Things are really bad. Would you mind praying for my family? Her brother-in-law went to the hospital this week and they found spots all over his body. He's in his early 30s with 3 children. And I pray that the Lord would work a miracle in his flesh and a miracle through his story. And so I just ask all of you to please lift him up as well. His name is Hamude. Please lift him up and lift up my dear friend, Rayon. I pray so dearly that the Lord would make himself known to them through this situation or in his time. Thank you.